Welcome to Invasion of Privacy. I'm Kate Wolf.
And I'm your man, CG.
And today we have John Koppel with us in the flesh.
Hey, guys!
Yeah, boy!
How's your week going, Koppel?
My week's been great. I'm hype. It's Friday. Baseball season's kicking off as we speak. It's Good Friday. The sun is out. I'm with my boys.
It's Good Friday. You didn't have off for Good Friday, did you?
I have off for Good Friday. No, I would work even if I had off. Yeah, yeah, because I'm dedicated like that.
You're the man.
Yeah, I'm not that Catholic yet.
Last week, CG got stuck in an elevator for 45 minutes.
Mm-hmm. Dude, I pissed within the first 3 minutes. I had to piss in the corner. When I went into the building, I was already like, all right, man, I got to find a place to take a piss pretty soon. Like, it was pretty close. I was like, maybe this building has a, you know what I mean? Like, it was getting down
Turns
to
out
the wire.
It was a perfect place.
It's down to the wire. I get in the elevator, and the shit just, like, it stops. I start smelling smoke. The door's trying to open and can't. Like
That's
this.
Scary.
I start smelling, like, kind of burning rubber. And I'm like, yo.
Maybe you were having a stroke.
And so
turns out I was never on an elevator.
I text work and I'm like, yo, you know, I'm stuck in the elevator right now. Like, don't, you know, some of my shit might not be on time. And so they were like, cool, are you okay? I was like, I'm cool, but I had to piss. Like, I'm cool, but like,
so you were on the elevator for an additional 40 plus minutes. You're staring at your piss bottle like, God damn.
Like, I hope that doesn't creep all the way over to here.
Right.
Totally.
So,
no, I didn't actually have to piss. But I told dispatch that I pissed.
Wait a second.
And then like later
he
on.
To you. He did the same to me. And then I was like, oh my gosh, you peed? And he was like, no, I didn't. And I was like, why do you do these things?
I just,
that's
for
a
some
true
reason.
Comedic mind right there to be like, and then to top it off, I shit myself. Like, you did? Like, not really. I just wanted you guys to think that.
But I really was stuck in the elevator, and all I could think of was the joke of, you know, just pissing right away. Because I wanted to make a video about that. Like, I thought it would be so funny if there was a video of a guy getting stuck on an elevator and he called, and then like it shows you like the breakup shots, like him pacing, him sitting, him like this, you know, and then he's pissing on the, but then the people get there and like, yo, dude, you called us 5 minutes ago. Like, he pissed right away. I think that would be funny as shit.
But there's a real thing to that, because a few years ago I got stuck in an elevator and I hit the security button, and when the intercom guy came on, he immediately said, like, by the way, there's video. Like, he thought my dick was going to come out immediately. I don't know, like, how that vibe. But he's like, I can see you, so don't do anything weird. Like, he needed to let me know. But it also tells you a lot about yourself, because the first thing I thought when I realized I was stuck on an elevator was like, thank God nobody else is here. Because I do not feel like dealing with another person. You're like...
No, me too. Really, yeah. What I did was lay down and then just keep that joke, the piss joke, going.
Oh my God.
My message. I laid down on the floor. I said, fuck this. And then just, you know, kept sending to whoever people that same joke. That's and it was like, a lot of fun. There were a lot of different reactions. They're like, oh my God, I'm so sorry for you. You know what I mean? Like, that's
How
kind of a life
did you tell?
Moment.
I didn't realize you are friends with that many empathetic people.
No, it was like work people. Like, I had to tell people I was stuck on an elevator, you know, just in case. I didn't know if I was going
to be
in
I was trying to
all
be
fucking game,
so I told them I pissed an elevator.
it was the only thing I could think about. Like, wow, dude, people must, you know, when people get stuck on elevators, how many times do they piss?
You remember when the George Washington Bridge was shut down by Chris Christie a couple of years ago? It was like a big political scandal. And
yeah,
he shut it down
yeah.
on purpose.
Yeah, he shut it down.
Right,
it was like
right.
retribution. And I, like, one of the first things that I thought was like, how many people pissed themselves because of this asshole?
Mm.
Like, that was just my first thought. Of, like, because you've all been in traffic. Everyone's been in traffic. And then, like, you really got to go. And then, like, something happens. Like, dude, people probably had to...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, people probably shit themselves. Chris Christie.
Yeah. That was a real dick move. He created so much insane traffic to get back at a person, and you're like, you can't do that. I don't know how he's still, like, a politician operating. That was super illegal.
Well, yeah, I mean, it did fuck his political career.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Well, I mean, he was super popular. He was a Republican that was, like, overwhelmingly re-elected in New Jersey, which is like a very blue state. So,
so
really
it did affect him.
And when that shit happened, people were like, oh, fuck this guy.
Everyone's stuck in traffic that day.
Yeah, which, but it's also weird that, like, some things stick to people because, like, not to get political, but, like, the type of shit that's going on now, like, I can't help but think, like, Richard Nixon, what brought him down, like, yo, this shit's like 1,000 times worse. We're like, okay.
It's getting pretty crazy out there.
Yeah, I'm trying to pace myself. I don't want to, like, I don't want to read too much. I don't want to, like,
get... What do you think of the bridge collapse thing? I mean, obviously, that's
a
dumb
cool.
question.
I thought it was pretty chill. It was a pretty chill story. Why do you ask?
What about it?
Like, I realized as I was asking, like, there was no other way to answer that.
Listen, sometimes CGI, you just can't... You gotta see the real thing, and you're like, damn, that bridge went down. No, it's fucked
it
up.
It is pretty scary, because I've heard from different people that they're now nervous to go on bridges. Like, I was talking to my son about it, and he was like, yeah, like, he used to have all this faith in them, like, oh, whoever constructed this, this can't come down, and now it's like... No, they can't.
Randomly just come down. Like
a tractor trailer crashed into
a
like
a huge ship liner that weighed like 100 tons or something. Yeah, like that's no big deal. I wonder what caused it. Yeah, it was a ship. You thought that the bridge just randomly went down?
No, somebody, I don't watch any news, so somebody told me this story. I get every story secondhand and then bring it to the podcast.
Okay.
But my story that I heard was a tractor trailer driver took out a pillar underneath of an overpass or something, and then the whole thing came down.
No, it was a ship. It's like a major port. It's one of the biggest ports in our country, so it's going to cost a fuckload of federal money because the country needs everything that's coming in through that port. But, like, yeah, a ship somehow, like, and it is confusing, but they lost... Like, their controls went dead, and that probably had to be a shitty feeling for the 20 seconds before I'm like, oh my god, it's going into... But meanwhile, they have to have a lot of redundancies with their systems and shit, you know? Like, I don't know how that could possibly happen.
That's crazy.
Yeah, you really can't let that happen.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it's bad. That's my opinion.
Okay. Not good.
No, it's the worst.
Any feelings on this whole P. Diddy thing? 50 Cent, I heard, is coming out with, like, a documentary called Diddy Do It. Diddy Do It. That was really
funny. I'll definitely watch it because that's just such
it.
A good title. Diddy Do It. Like, come on, Freddie, you still got it.
He does.
Yeah, that's sick.
He does still got it.
Well, there have been people, I guess, that have been trying to talk about some Diddy stuff, and... When you have that much power, it's not easy to bring that stuff to light, but I guess now people are listening and digging up info, and there was like an FBI raid, right, on his house?
It was Department of Homeland Security.
Interesting.
Like, they didn't release why Homeland Security would raid his house, but they raided him, and he was trying to get out of the country. So apparently, and I'm not an expert in this, so... He had a settlement with an ex-girlfriend, an ex-girlfriend, earlier this year, where she accused him of abuse and said, like, alleged that he forced her to do some weird shit and whatever.
What was the weird shit?
I like that I'm being a prude about it. Like, well, let's see your truth.
Is it, like, crazy weird?
Well,
or just, like, he was thinking
I
in her
think
butt?
He...
You know what I mean? Like, wait, how weird.
Well, I think that he wanted her to fuck some prostitutes.
Oh.
Yeah. I don't know if they're male or female. Probably female. Just because in my mind, when I think
he was like, I want to see you get railed by this male prostitute.
No.
I'm going to sit on the chair over here while you get railed by this male prostitute.
I heard. Yeah. But I heard, according to... According to certain celebrities, I think like 50 Cent, that he does like dudes as well. He was partying with dudes
in
a sexual way.
So we had a settlement with her, and then they're good. And then three other people came forward, including like a male producer, I think, who was a guy who said that like he made it unwanted. And then I think like there are vague allegations that he did weird shit with Justin Bieber. And again, I'm not an expert on this shit, but like,
he was like, "Yo, Bieber, get that ass over here for a second. Let me talk to you."
Bad boy for life.
Listen, Bieber, get your little ass over here for a second. Your little punk ass over here, so I can stroke
Jesus.
That ass.
Won't stop.
He's like,
won't
"Yes,
stop.
Yes, Mr. Diddy.
Okay.
I'll be right there, Mr. Diddy."
Okay.
You're the boss.
We've got a lot of topics, so these are going to be some quick.
Whoa, this is rapid fire.
I mean, yeah, because there's a lot to discuss.
Wow.
Squatters have crazy rights. And I know this is going on for a while, but I think it's really crazy that...
Our buddy Vac just had to evict somebody. V-A-K.
Yeah. Vac, no, I heard that Vac doesn't take any shit.
We
had to evacuate. What's up?
I think it's nuts because, you know, you can't miss payments on your mortgage and, like, you can lose your house pretty quickly, but, like, you
I
can have
so.
Squatters. No? I just feel like...
I think that you get
how are squatters allowed to just stay in a house that's not theirs, and how do they have so many rights? Like, I understand being somewhat compassionate at first. You don't want to just make someone homeless, but, like, you can't just live in a house and not pay for it. Like, otherwise everyone... would do that, right?
Yeah. No, it's a brave stance. I'm sick of poor people having so much in this country. Fucking disgust me.
I don't think squatting is right.
I don't want to see homeless people on my way to work anymore.
Oh my god, that's not
something about it.
Comparable.
I'm just saying, is it gross? Is it?
Good one.
So you go away for a 2-week vacation. Squatters get in your house, and they're like, "Nope, sorry."
No, I don't
think
squatters.
That's how the law works.
You just slide in while somebody's at home.
Yeah. I just went out for some ice cream. What the fuck?
Listen, man, I live here now. You're going to have to get the cops. All right? Yeah, I'll drink a little bit of your juicy juice.
Yeah.
Hey, I live here now, man. Yeah, you called the cops. They can't kick me out. I'll squat.
Okay.
I squatted.
I didn't realize it had gotten that bad. Yeah, no, they need to do something about that.
Okay.
It's really bad.
What about the homeless guys, you know, when you stop at a really long stoplight, and they know the really long stoplights, and they walk up with the sign? I'm the worst, man. I'm the worst at that. Like, I try not to look. I get so nervous. I'm like, they're coming. They're almost here. They're almost fucking here.
So the anxiety is, I try to look like I'm cool, but what I'm doing is I'm rooting around for change because I want to give them something. But, like, if you look in the wallet, it's hard to, like, map that out. So what if you look in your wallet and it's, like, a 20? And you're like, oh, my God, I might give a desperate person that really needs it $20 instead of me having it. Fuck.
I didn't.
Is $20 a lot of like crack? Can you get how much crack can you get with $20?
Me or
like a few hours? Like a few hours worth of crack? Is $20 a whole party for you, real quick? Like, or
this is when we need to have callers because like. I think the thing about crack
I feel like
is
I get cursed out so much if we had live callers. I'd be like, no, that's not the information. That's not the story. I feel like I'd get corrected.
No, we have someone to screen those people who know too much. We have people to screen them.
So we can only have people as ignorant as us call in?
No. They can all call in, but the only ones who get through are as ignorant as us. The only ones who get on the show.
Yeah. I think it's easy to find those people in this country. So what's the question?
Did you just ask another question? Or are we talking about
homeless guys? No, let's get to another topic.
Sunglasses usually work, though.
Yeah.
If I'm quick enough to pop the sunglasses on without being noticed, because if he notices me popping the sunglasses on, then I'm a wreck. Just sweating and shaking when they walk. Like, just
there's something about when I'm wearing sunglasses where I feel like I'm a bigger deal. Like, I feel richer. So there's almost like, oh, this guy's wearing shades. This guy's really fucking crushing it. Like, he definitely can afford to hook me up. But you are right that you don't need to make eye contact.
No, that's the thing. He can't gaze into my soul. And that's what they do. They're professionals at gazing into your soul. And that's what scares me when they're on their way up.
Yeah.
So, you know, if I can get the shades on. But if I get the shades on, they saw it. And they're like, this piece of shit. He don't want to look me in the eyes. And then I feel really bad, you know. Then I feel really bad in my heart, worse than if you looked into my soul and saw how bad a person I was.
I work in the city, and it's gotten a lot worse in terms of, like, you know, the homelessness situation's gotten bad. Yeah, it's gotten worse since COVID, I think.
Oh,
yeah, geez. It wasn't great before. So I walk around, and I have my AirPods in at all times when I'm walking, usually, and then people will, like, hey, my man, and I'm like, am I an important podcast or not? Like, you can't, but there is something where, like, that cloaks you almost, like your sunglasses, because you're like, ah, maybe they...
Oh, yeah, definitely. I thought you were going to say you start talking as if you're having a conversation on your earbuds.
Oh.
And that's a move. That's a move right there.
Yeah, I think it was a better move like 10, 15 years ago. Now it's kind of fucked out, right? You just walk around like, Sal, goddamn it! No?
You could do it that way.
Yeah.
I think that's boss.
Yeah, maybe.
And especially if you're like way too loud, people don't bother you.
That's true.
Like, you're way too aggressively loud.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, people, outsiders, do have an ability to affect our mood.
This topic sounds real. It makes us sound like real bad people, I feel like.
Last time I went out in the city with my wife, I was like, yo, we should give some money to that homeless guy. Because, like, this one guy, I was like, for whatever reason, I connected with him. Like, we got to hook this guy up. And there was, like, an open CBS or Rite Aid right there. And she was like, you never know what these people are dealing with. Like, maybe it's addiction issue. Maybe what they really want is food. You know, we'll stop into the CVS. We'll get them some food. And then we went into the CVS. And I'm like, we're looking at granola bars and shit. And I'm like, oh, here's, I mean, like, peanut butter chocolate's delicious. And she's like, what if there's a peanut butter allergy?
She's too smart to help somebody, man. She's fucking right, bro.
I'm like, yo, they don't have peanut butter allergies. That's like rich white people. Yeah.
Are you sure?
No.
A lot of motherfuckers have peanut allergies.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Yo, you allergic to peanut? We gave him this granola bar. It was, I think, chocolate. He looked at us like we were the biggest assholes. Yeah, we hooked him up.
It was a box of Chewies, or it was like a granola bar.
We gave him. Fuck. We might have. I think we made a.
You said we gotta hook this guy up, and you gave him one granola bar.
I think we gave him like chips. We gave him a granola bar, and we gave him like maybe like a water. And he looked at us like, "The fuck?
That is the worst."
I think that's nice.
At least you get a little fucking. I don't even know. I don't know what you get him at CVS. You get him a chocolate milk. You get him for fucking.
What if he's lactose intolerant?
Dude, you guys are thinking about this shit, man.
No,
I don't think he cares.
You put that liberal lens on things. You're like, well, you know, you need to be sensitive to the lactose intolerant. Yeah, I don't know.
I feel like a homeless guy doesn't necessarily take good care of if he's allergic. Like, I think, like, he doesn't really take care of a lot of stuff.
But if he has a deathly allergy, he has to.
A deathly allergy.
A very serious one.
Yeah.
Can lactose, like, really fuck you up?
Oh, you could have the shits for days.
Yeah. You're in between two Jews. You want to fucking... You want to take lactose intolerance lightly? Serious shit we're talking about here.
Dude. A bag of chips, a water, and a granola bar, that is a slap in the face.
How dare you? Yo, if you're begging people, you're like, I'm hungry, my man. Yo.
Is that what he said?
He's something like that. Yo, if somebody's
you guys decided he was hungry, I thought you guys had a side conversation of like, yo, we got to hook this dude up. And she was like, all right, but look, like, food is the way you got to do it. I thought that was the story, the first story.
I don't remember that one. But I think he was hungry. You must see someone on the street, you don't think like, well, he doesn't need food. Right?
I think it was
No, that's true.
I can see why he's annoyed. He would prefer just money. But I think it was nice what y'all did.
No. I just think the food that you bought was bullshit food.
Oh, my God.
And it wasn't like, here's two hamburgers.
All right.
You know what I mean? Like, it was like, that was some bullshit.
I went into a CVS. Frankly, what I would also say is, if his point, the reason he was annoyed was like, I know what to do with the money, I would be like, bro, I don't think you do.
No, that's
you have
point.
A lot of chutzpah, and that's exactly the word I'd use. You have a lot of chutzpah, homeless man. You know, like, think you're clearly not good with money. We all have our weaknesses.
No, that's true. That's why you buy them something, but yeah. You don't buy them like the worst thing you can find at the drugstore.
Can we get some callers? Because I think I'm a good person. Most people that are judging me right now are like, he's a dickhead. When was the last time you spent $9 on a fucking homeless person?
I think it's nice.
Well, the water is just like, water has no calories. Like, help a brother out, get a real drink.
Yeah, but it's like essential life.
Thanks. How old are you? I drink water. I drink booze and
I drink water too. But, like, it's because I have an abundance of other calories so that I can just drink the water by itself.
Stop criticizing. He did a nice thing.
You sound like a survivalist. I've consumed enough calories. Like,
well,
I guess he is, too.
You gave money to a woman earlier this week. She was like, mister.
Oh, she was so sad. I was about to be like, get the fuck. And then I saw her eyes. She had these big Disney eyes. And I was like,
like the eyes of like a Japanese cartoon making fun of white people, like big round eyes.
And so yeah, I turned, I looked in my wallet. What did I see there? Was it a five?
Yeah, I think so.
And I was like, ugh. That's how I turned, I saw five in my wallet and I was like, ooh, no one.
Yeah.
No. I gave
You're
her two.
You're not wrong.
I gave her two singles.
Okay.
It wasn't
That's
a five.
Good. Oh, damn.
I was in the roast. I gave her two singles.
You're a good man.
I only had two singles left.
No, cash. It was nice. I was proud of you.
I don't use cash right
now. Now, next topic. They finally caught the man in New York City who was punching random women in the face. Did you hear about this?
All right, so
he's out on bail right now. Podcast ones.
Yeah, they didn't tell the whole story about what those bitches did before. Like,
what those bitches did to me. What are we talking about now?
So I don't really know about the story, but I do work out at Planet Fitness, and when I walk around, I look up at like the different TV monitors. And Fox News just is full on at all times, scaring middle America about big cities. It's like, there's a man punching white ladies in the face in New York. Like, they're just like, yeah, blue America's fucked up. And like, so that's all I know about it. And like, from that, I'm like, yeah, I'm sure that people were always getting punched in the face. Like, I don't endorse it, but
I think this was like his thing though, you know, like it was like happening to a lot more women than normal getting punched in the face.
And sock that bitch. I can't wait to sock the next bitch. Socking bitches all day.
No, like, because I'm on TikTok and I'll see.
Run away real fast.
The girls will make the video and a lot of them are fucked up. Some are more fucked up than others. Like, some it's like a black guy. Some it's like he punched them twice and they have like two like black.
No, that's super fucked up.
I would kill that fucking dude.
But you had a theory that, what'd you say? He was like someone who probably never was able to get with those kinds of chicks or something?
Oh, it's a great theory.
No, I think dudes who hate women are dudes who never could get women.
Yeah.
Like, women found him kind of repulsive, so then they, like, lash out back.
Yeah.
I don't know. I've seen it before.
I think that's a good take.
That's a great
also,
take.
Also, total mental illness.
He's like, gonna go out and smash some bitches, gonna go out. I don't know.
I mean, if his song was cool, if he had, like, a smash a bitches theme song, it doesn't make it okay, but it could be shared.
Song. It's like, can't wait to go out and smash some bitches.
It made me happy to not be in the city much anymore, because I feel like I totally would have got punched in the face. I feel like it would have been like that one. Definitely.
You, I can see a man like that disliking you. I don't know why. I don't know what that means.
Happy, and you're attractive. I get what Steve's saying.
And I'd look over
you. You look
like,
together, ew. You look at him in disgust as you passed, and therefore, you know, you're a target.
I'd be a target a good punch in the face. Mm-hmm. I think Bethany Frankel said she got punched in the face. She's like a pretty famous person.
Yeah.
So she got socked.
Damn.
Well, I actually was on her TV show twice.
Famous women?
But I took it too far and I never got asked back.
What did you do to take it too far?
I said that my vagina flinched in a joke. And the producers were egging me on. Like, they knew beforehand. And I was like, that's too much, right? I said, this is too much. This is, like, daytime.
Yeah.
And they were like, just do it. Just do it. And the crowd kind of went like, ooh. Because they just weren't expecting that. And I regret it. And I didn't get asked back.
You just said the words, my vagina flinched?
It was describing a situation. And I said it flinched. And just, it was... You should not say vagina, even, really, if you're new to, like, a show.
Or vagina flinch.
You know what's tough about that? Because you're a good comedian, and if you lost people, I've seen you lose and get them back. You know, and I know you've got the skill set to do it, but if it's not your show and you're just, like, on a panel, that's hard.
I think that was the start of my trying to be extreme and thinking, like, that was good, like... Shock them, always push it, and I feel like I got real lost in that, and it wasn't the answer. You know, like, you can say some shocking things if there's a good point behind it, but to try to just shock for the purpose of shocking someone,
right.
That kind of became my shtick without realizing it for a bit,
yeah.
And I just, like, swung to one end of the pendulum.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to fix it.
Well, if it's not organic to who you are, right. It's going to be hard to, like, sustain it.
Right, right, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I definitely regret some jokes and rap songs. But yeah. It was all part of the journey.
I feel like, you know, a lot of rap songs are regretted by non-rappers.
It was under artistic expression. And, like, I don't regret that part of it. It was really me being like, this wants to get out. And
listen,
but
we
was
had
too...
genuine black people over the house to hang out with us. And they loved it. She played it for them, and they loved it.
That's an awkward thing. It's like, hey, black friend, sit down for a second. I want to play
you
something.
You made that sound so weird. He's an incredible freestyler.
Yeah, yeah, dude.
So he started...
Not every black guy is an incredible freestyler.
No.
No, he's so good. He was like,
he had a podcast, Dwayne James, and he is incredible freestyling. Uh-huh. So then I was like,
yeah, he's dope.
I was like, well, I rapped, and I said, I was like, the production quality is great. My skills, my bars are good, but my skills not so much. And he watched, and he was just impressed with the spirit.
No, and the quality of the video. Yeah. It was a really good quality video from, like, back in the day when there wasn't good quality videos. Like, you had a production team,
yes.
And you had, like, you had,
and I would put out
bitches,
more music.
You had your bitches
the right
in the background
vibe.
Dancing.
Oh, yeah.
You had a dude holding a hot plate or something who he was going to...
Let's move
gonna,
on.
What
the show was wild.
He was going to lick that dick on a hot plate? What was he?
Wait, let's move on. No,
sorry,
lick
I
that dick
fine.
On the hot plate.
I forget exactly. The line was tight, though.
Like
the line was tight, but I don't remember word for word.
It's just something we used to say back in the day. Dude,
it was an expression.
Yeah, sometimes Siege would show up and it's like his outfit was tight. I'm like, I'm ready to lick that dick on a hot plate. And everybody would be like, same, bro.
It was how we pumped each other up back in the day, man. It was good. Heterosexual fun.
So, can I say something more? This is kind of out of nowhere, but like, kind of a PSA that goes along with what you're just saying. I went to the State Store, and I was coming out, and as I'm walking out, there was this black guy who had, like, braids, was like, sunglasses, and I gave him a nod as I'm walking out. And he smiled and gave me the thumbs up. And I've been feeling good ever since.
Wow.
And I just...
It's a really great story.
It is a great story.
I'm not kidding. That's a really great story.
And I just feel like...
Because the love, when I get love from you know, my peoples out there...
Yeah.
I feel really good about myself. Because I usually feel like they hate me.
I feel like there's this narrative of white guys having too much power in this country, and we don't have that power. And that's a good thing. I'm not complaining about it. And I just hope that all the black dudes out there, like, you know that you can really make our day. Like, just like if you give
You're both two cool white dudes.
But if you give a white dude affirmation, he can coast on that for like 2 to 3 weeks.
Because black people are so much cooler than us.
They're top.
And so, like, if they give us a nod in coolness,
yeah,
they're very top, right? Right. So if they give you a nod, or they laugh at your joke, or they're like, my man.
Oh, fuck it.
I fucking leveled up. Heavy.
Uh huh. Yeah.
Yeah, you feel like less of a herb.
Most definitely. Most definitely.
And you just brought me back.
You know that cool feeling you had? Not anymore. We celebrated our 1 year anniversary.
Mazel tov.
Mm.
CG had us eat the cake. We filmed it. It was very untasty. It was not delicious.
I thought it was nice. The video was dope.
Yes, the video was great.
It ended with you saying, I think we're going to have diarrhea.
And I think, I did. I definitely felt sick for a couple days. But I'm not saying it was the cake, because I'm just sensitive to all elements of life.
Mm.
So who knows? But we celebrated it, and I want to apologize again, because we had asked you to make a toast at the wedding, and then I forgot.
This is what I didn't realize. Mm. You wrote a whole toast?
I wrote a toast, yeah.
You wrote a whole toast?
We are monsters, CG.
Oh my gosh.
We are monsters. So,
might have been getting nervous before the wedding because you had to give a toast, and you had to remember the words, and then we totally didn't even do it?
We are mean people.
Monsters.
Rude people.
So, I wrote it, but it was kind of a skeleton, and I didn't bring it with me. I wasn't going to read it because there's pressure. Well, there's pressure when you're doing a toast for a comedian. You're like, and I have, like, you know, experience as a comedian. So I'm like, I can't get up and read because that's beat. So, like, but I wrote my, like, you know, I came up with my idea of what I was going to say. And as a comic, I don't get fucked up before I go on stage. So I, like, nursed a beer or two.
Oh,
slowly
no!
Because I'm like,
no!
No!
Yeah, I did.
Oh, my gosh, that's horrible.
I spent this whole fucking night.
No, it was a great night.
Okay. You had no idea how miserable we've made you.
No, but the whole time.
We almost forgot to do the cake, and then everyone was like, cake, cake. I think even, like, Cav pulled us up and, like,
yeah, somebody had to get us.
It was a whirlwind. I had wine I never drank, so I was just like, for the one time in my life, like, woo, like, feeling it.
First time getting drunk.
Because I'm
awesome.
Normally very, like, you know, type A on it, and then I was just kind of like, this is fun, yeah, and totally forgot. Do you want to give us some of the highlights? You obviously don't have
well,
to.
Well,
I'm
first
curious.
First of all, I wasn't ready for this, but it was such a lovely wedding, and I was totally happy that, like, you were having a good time. To see you drunk, I never see you drunk.
Right.
Not that you were sloppy. You were both, like,
I was just going
amazing and you, like, having a great time. But I have two daughters. My younger daughter got sick, so my wife didn't come. And I brought my older daughter. And I'm like, oh my God, my older daughter is going to see me do a toast for this wedding. I'm going to look so big time.
Oh my God.
And I have to kill it. I better kill it. Like, the last thing I need to do is get fucked up and ruin the toast. But also, in fairness, I was driving my daughter home, so it's not like I wanted to drink and then drive my kid home anyway. So
that's definitely a good reason not to have gotten wasted.
Disclaimer, I wasn't going to get hammered to drive home, but I probably would have had my wife drive home. Because it's like two of my best friends getting married. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
We apologize.
No, it was great. And I loved your wedding. I love you guys. All the details of the speech, thanks for putting me on the spot now a year
you
later.
You don't have to. I
no,
thought maybe you do. I was like, shit, he might have had, like, jokes written that we never let.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God.
Of course. It was. I couldn't make it be boring. You know, I had my friends there.
And you were. He was going to be our officiant.
And I'm a great butt
of a joke.
And
then the rabbis my rabbi wanted to. Like, why didn't Kate ask us? According to my mom. that might not have been the full thing. He might have just been like, oh, who's marrying Kate? But,
So, one thing that I was definitely going to talk about was how, like, when I was in 8th grade, I wasn't particularly cool, and Siege was, like, the coolest guy in the school.
Aww.
And one day, like, he saw me running. I was like, yo, you run? I want to run. We're going to run together. And then we started lifting weights together. And I'm like, well, okay, this is a new thing. And then, like, from hanging out, he made me feel like I was cool. And I started, I'm like, all right, yeah.
And you were fucking cool.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You're cool as fuck.
You're still cool.
You just didn't know you. You had a complex or something.
Yeah.
You had some sort of complex back then.
I guess I don't know.
And you had a party house.
It didn't take too long for you to realize that you were cool as fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
Insufferable ever since. No. And then I, like, had some shit about how, like, you know, how exciting it was for you guys to be
together.
That's
awesome. I love that.
And there's,
that
like, all these, like... Like, you two are the funniest motherfuckers. I wouldn't say that at your wedding. Yeah. And how, like...
One's a little nerdier than the other.
That was did you see the most limperous bound that she just gave? That was just a Mr. Burns
dynamic.
I have a ring.
She was like,
and I didn't
want
to hurt you.
Limperous pounds.
Fine.
I was going to say, like, honestly, on behalf of anybody out there that thinks they're funny, like, this is obnoxious, isn't it? Like, people that look like them being funny, like, it's bullshit. Like, you don't, you're not supposed, you're in our lane right now. But, like, yeah, and I forget what else. And
oh,
I,
man, you killed this!
Room to fuck around with what was happening. And even during the ceremony and everything, and both your speeches were great, the ceremony was great, but I had extra material. I'm like, oh, I'm gonna throw a line in.
No!
Yeah.
Then,
dang,
man.
Oh, man! I had no idea when you were like, oh, no, you know, we forgot to have Koppel do his toast.
No,
I had no idea that he was like, he planned the whole day around, maybe a few weeks around that toast. And,
and he can't be like, it's he just, you know how they got us
like,
for the cake? He can't be like, hey... I mean, I guess you could have done, like, this thing. Ding,
no.
Ding, ding, ding.
Dude, it was such a dope wedding.
Okay.
And, like, for me to have fucked it up, to make me like, okay, it's about me for
you
a few minutes.
You wouldn't have fucked it up.
Because, honestly...
No,
because
what you just said was awesome.
Yeah,
I feel
dang.
Like I'm in the minority, but I like a wedding toast. And I feel like most people, when the wedding toast starts, they're like, oh...
You
not hear
when
people saying
no, no, no. You're
I
right.
Like a
but
sentimental,
see,
sweet.
Oh
like,
man,
I'm a mushy guy like that. But
well,
yeah,
sorry,
no, no. You would have. It would have been different if you did a toast.
People would have been.
But
stoked.
Definitely, if I'm at a wedding and there's about to be a toast made, and especially if I don't know the best friend, or
it's
whatever,
everyone's moment to try
it.
To be a stand-up comedian. They're all like, and like usually some jokes are made. Sometimes they're funny, but a lot of times it's like I'm gonna diss this person. With this, there's like a formula to it. And I'm like, meh.
So, do you agree with me then? Because I've been asked, like, for advice about wedding toast. You probably have been too. And my whole thing is like, dude, less is more. You make anything
no
that sounds remotely close to a joke, they'll laugh. Like, it's a friendly crowd. Don't
right,
go too far.
Right.
Be sweet. Be nice. Don't
right.
try to, like, roast people.
Agreed.
You're like, Kate's such a bitch, right, guys?
I mean, it's kind of dumb Connor one. You know what I'm talking about.
And my mom's like, she's like, he's hilarious. Okay, so I'm switching. This is a topic you brought to my attention, and I still don't really know what it's about. So you're going to have to describe it.
Oh, shit.
Ohtani gambling?
Oh, yeah. I don't know shit about that, but let's
oh, no.
do it. So, basically, like, the greatest baseball player since, I was going to say Babe Ruth, that's not true, but, like, this Japanese baseball player who has been compared to Babe Ruth. I know baseball, guys. So, he's a lights-out pitcher and an incredible hitter. So, he's, I mean, biggest contract in baseball. And his interpreter, he was obviously a sensation in Japan, and then, you know, he came to America and he was fucking incredible. And then when he got this huge contract for the Dodgers, and then his interpreter this offseason it was uncovered that he's been gambling. And he's somehow had access to Otani's bank accounts and stuff. And it just sounds like bullshit. It sounds like it's Otani's, like Otani's been gambling and he's just going to let this guy take the hit for the whole thing. And I don't think anything's going to come of it. And like, meanwhile, you look at a Pete Rose. He didn't get into the Hall of Fame because apparently he gambled sometimes. And it's just, yeah, it's fascinating.
Wasn't it because he was gambling on like his own games with Pete Rose? That's what I thought it was. I don't know.
Right, but I'm sure that Otani was gambling on his own games too. I don't think it would be a story if he was gambling on like games that he wasn't.
Oh, God. Okay, got you.
I would think, again, we're coming in way too much ignorance. But yeah, I think he was gambling on his games. Pete Rose's defense was, I never bet against us.
Right.
It was like, but if you bet for yourself sometimes and not other times, isn't that saying, like, you don't always believe in your team? Yeah, Pete Rose should be in the Hall of Fame. I'm like...
Yeah, like, if he was awesome, like, what he did on the side should have nothing to do with it. Even if he did shitty stuff on the side.
Yeah.
If he's awesome, he should be in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, like, Bill Cosby, we love him.
I do. He's hilarious. He made the Huxtables, you know? I just see Heathcliff.
This is why he didn't let me speak at her wedding. Well, first of all, I'm going to talk in defense of Bill Cosby.
Yeah, no. Okay, let's talk about the Planet Fitness boycott.
Mm.
So, I guess, and this has been an issue for some people, like a really strong one. So I guess there was...
Wait, let's start out with this. Koppel, I go to Planet Fitness a lot now, too. Mm. I go to several different gyms, but Planet Fitness is now in the rotation a little heavier. And
wow.
Do you notice it's like there's a lot of vagrants in there? There's a lot of...
No.
Not people. Maybe you go to the right one or something, but mine is like full of nuts. Like people screaming in the bathroom, and it's a fucking circus in Planet Fitness.
Whoa, I haven't seen that at all. I'm not calling you a liar.
You're at the rich Planet Fitness. It's the same price as all the other ones.
No, you know which one I go to.
I go. My Planet Fitness is a mental hospital, basically.
Oh, that's probably a good
like one. I think a bus comes and drops off like a dozen people and like leaves them there for 4 hours because it's like the only place they can afford to be.
Yeah,
it's the most affordable place you can be and spend time.
It probably right? is.
Okay. Any establishment
other than a free
anywhere,
library. A free library.
Like walking around the mall, I guess is one of them.
Yeah,
but like Planet Fitness
and
is
you
like
get
number
about
two.
As good of a workout. Yeah, no, I don't spend a lot of money in my gym. I love it. I love Planet Fitness.
Dude, it's fucking awesome, actually.
It's incredible.
It's fucking
so
awesome.
Big. Like, you have all the shit you need.
I was dissing it for a while, but, like, everything's legit. All the cardio machines are, like, the most legit. The treadmills and stuff. And
there's a lot of mocking of you know, the Planet Fitnesses. Their whole credo is that, like, no lunks. And
judgment
like,
free zone.
Judgment free zone. So
and like, I don't do that. Like, I'm going to your gym and I'm going to judge some stuff. You know, like, to be a judgment free zone, you can't just be the CEO and say it's a judgment free zone. You'd have to make every person who's a member judgment free. And that's not going to happen.
I've never seen somebody get called out for judging someone.
By the way, it says Planet Fitness value plummets $400 million after transgender turmoil. So
anyway, let's get back to the... Because to me, in my point of view, it's a fucking shit show circus in there. You never
because
know.
There's transgenders?
You might... No!
Siege!
Listen to the story, man.
That's
listen
fucked
to,
up,
dude. Listen to the story.
Dude, I'm against what he just said. Callers?
We definitely need callers, dude. We gotta start.
Kate, come on. Callers.
I mean...
Is it too late?
Yeah.
Alright.
Okay, so
maybe
someone,
we just call our friends on our cell phone.
Yo, we should.
Hey,
transgenders.
We're podcasting right
now,
man.
10 minutes in. We're on the podcast, by the way. Did I mention that?
Okay.
You can't talk. Come on, man.
A woman.
We're in the middle of the podcast. Come on, man. You can talk. Sorry.
A woman's membership was revoked after snapping a photo of a biological male in the woman's locker room. That's what this article says.
My story that I
heard...
This
man says he's transgender, the biological man, so he's no longer a man.
Right.
But I guess it's a slippery slope.
Wait,
I don't
biological
even know.
Man means he's no longer a man? But
he doesn't identify as a man.
He doesn't identify, but he is,
right.
He's got a penis and he doesn't have a vagina. Right?
How dare you say penis?
Penis. So listen. So the story I heard, the way, you know, the story I heard.
The all right portion of the cast.
The lady walks into the women's, you know, locker room.
Yeah.
It says women's on it.
Yeah.
She walks into the women's locker room. There's a dude shaving. Shaving his face in the mirror. And she's like, what's going on? And he's like, don't worry, I'm queer. That's what he said to the lady.
Okay.
And there was like a younger girl in there who looked like kind of freaked out by like a dude being there. And so this lady snapped a picture of like the dude shaving. Mm. I wish I could see the picture. Did they not publish the picture?
I don't know if the picture. I get it.
Yeah, John gets
no,
it.
Like I would like to see though, because if there's two sides of this thing and one of the sides says that's allowed, I would like to see a picture of how fucking weird it would look.
Yeah.
To someone. You know what I'm saying? Uh-huh. Just so I can gauge it. How weird it is. Because that's a straight up dude.
Yeah.
How do you feel?
He's got a dick. There should be a picture
about
of a dick
very touchy...
on one and a picture of a vagina on
no,
one.
No, baby.
Because like, we don't mix these parts. Like here, the parts.
Like a rendering or like an actual dick?
No, not like someone's dick stapled to the door. Like you got, you know, there's like a picture of a dick. Or genitals,
well,
even like a bulge of genitals in...
Because what you're saying is going to offend a lot of people. How about this? What about if bathrooms were co-ed? Is that just craziness if a lot of bathrooms went that way?
I don't want to take a shit with chicks around.
I kind of... No, I'm kidding.
And I don't think a lot of chicks want to take a shit with dudes around.
Right.
You've got a lot of chutzpah talking for the chicks out there.
A lot of women, and I'm sure men too, are naked getting changed in there, and they only feel comfortable doing that. Now,
they need
I'm
to
not
get
saying
less
transgender.
I will say that. That would be the biggest silver lining of this situation, is less naked old guys hanging out in the locker room. And it's like, women are in here now too. I have a feeling they'd still be naked because I think you get to a certain age and you don't care anymore.
Are you still seeing the
I
flocks?
Feel a little uncomfortable with someone
form.
Who looks like a man. Now, like if I can't really even tell or it's like, you know, someone who's non-binary and like I really don't care who's transgender, who's not, but if I walked in and I felt a threatening male presence in a place that I feel like is where women get nude and feel safe, I feel alarmed. I think there's a spectrum and the world's getting weird because it's hard. You want to be kind, you want to be understanding, but then you also don't want everything to just be...
I don't think that there are people identifying as trans that are doing it to be predators. I don't.
Right, right.
And that's not me trying to put a weird woke lens on things. That's just what I think. I think that any biological man that identifies as a woman identifies as a woman. I think there's just too much baggage for it to be worth it. We live in 2024. You want to see titties, you can find titties. Like, you know, so he identifies as a woman. That being said,
you
want to
find
it.
Titties, you're going to find titties.
Well, it's true.
John Cobb.
But I yeah, please, on my tombstone.
That could have been the last sentence of our wedding speech.
Now you heard the highlight. But like, that being said, I don't want to be callous to people that are freaked out. And like, I don't,
right.
But it's also uncommon. Like,
I would
it's also
boycott.
Like, if you're a man that, a biological man that identifies as a woman, like, you should probably shave at home. Like, Jesus, man. Like, I've never shaved in a public locker room in my life, you know? Like, so it's not that much of a leap to be like, just shave at home. But, like, I wouldn't be comfortable making that a law either.
Right.
I just don't think it's crazy that the lady took a picture.
It's kind of crazy.
Like, there's
that's
a fucking legit dude. There's a legit dude in here. Like,
that's so mean.
It just it depends on how they look too. Like, if you just are looking like just straight up dude, right? You know, like you got to at least try to look a little feminine or something. I would say, right? If you identify as feminine, like if you're just looking like the dudeness, you know, bro, lumberjack, and you're in, you're like, I'm a female, like I'm.
But is that actually happening? Are there dudes? Like, what if I sat down?
I don't know. This is why
and
I have
the
to
pod
see the picture.
Wasn't rolling. Like, check this out, bro. I'm a chick now, and like, I just shower with ladies. Like, no, I don't think that's happening.
I totally think that will happen once or twice before we die. One of our boys says that to us. Like, it's just shit's changing, man. Shit's changing, and I hope it's not one of us, but it could be.
Yeah.
You know.
I'd be really upset, like, as a father and as, like, someone that tries to be progressive. Like, yo, you're making me look like a dick. Like, you can't be doing that. Like, you know, play it straight. Fuck. That's what's so hard, right? With, like, this modern day and age, you can't even talk because you'll accidentally say something like
no,
that.
No, it's true.
To step on some toes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm all good with somebody saying what they are or whatever, but I feel like you have to have some rules. Like, if you have dicks, you're in this room, and if you have vaginas, like, it doesn't matter what you think you are or whatever. These parts go here and these parts go here.
No,
just
because
so
if
some
you're,
rules,
if
you
you're a transgender and you look, you're a biological man, but you really present as a woman and you feel more comfortable and safe in a woman's room because men.
Oh, I got you. I
like,
got you.
Then I'm totally cool with it.
What if
I think
you're
it's
going
alarming.
To the hormone therapy, and you're in the early part of it, so you're not presenting as a woman.
That's why there's maybe not really a right answer. It's just for every situation, you'd have to like see it, experience it, which is why you want the picture because, you know what I mean. Like, I do want everyone to feel safe, but there has to be, I think, certain rules and limitations. Like, I as a woman wouldn't want to go into a woman's locker room getting ready to change or whatever and see like a tall ass man in there. That's a you do feel physically like, oh, well now this isn't really the space I thought it was. I would deal with it. I'm kind of cool with certain co-ed spaces. I don't normally take a shit in public spaces anyway, but it would definitely.
Listen, I'm not going into gyms taking shits all the time. That's not what I'm saying. I'm just saying.
When was the last time you shit at a gym?
I don't know, last week.
Yeah, I
once in a while I do.
When was the last time you shit in an elevator?
Sorry.
Okay. Next
if
topic.
I'm at work and my midday stop is the gym, I might. That's how it happens.
Next topic, real quick. Solar eclipse happening. I think spiritually it's going to be a big event. But also, even if it's not, still a cool thing. Solar eclipse. That's all we need to say about it. Next. Accidental boners. This is your topic, Siege.
So,
wow, that's a whirlwind.
You know how your dick kind of just does what it wants sometimes? It just kind of starts standing up. It kind of starts chubbing up.
My dick is an independent thinker. Yeah, for sure.
Like on the train, if it starts vibrating too much or whatever. Now, I remember...
Is your dick still like that?
My dick's still like that, yeah. I mean, it's not as bad. Like,
it's not as
triggered. Not 13-year-old dick that's just all over the fucking place. But, like, still, yeah, pretty bad. Damn. Still pretty bad.
I used to have a dick that was just like the wild card in the gang. Like, who wants some? Coming in like Doc Holliday. Just like, two comes up, like, yeah.
Well, just like, I remember back in the day, like, we, you know, when we went to the same school and everything, and we're at the same thing.
Yeah, your dick was wild.
And we talked about, you know, like, study hall. Like, you're in study hall, there's a hot chick, like, two rows up, and you just kind of let yourself get chubbed up on this chick, or the other several chicks, in the, or, like, the thong you might see over there, like,
you know,
just
fucked
sticking
up
out.
For, like, no reason whatsoever. Just, like, all of a sudden you look down, and you're like, why now? That's teenage...
Totally, right? Uh-huh. But then, you know, sometimes you're concentrating and sometimes you're letting this happen. Yeah. But then, you know, the bell rings and you got to do something.
Yeah.
And you taught me, what did you say? You said, choke it with your waistline.
I said, tuck it up.
No, you said, choke it. You said the word choke. It's kind of disgusting.
God damn.
Well, it was more like you're gonna kill it because like it can't be alive right now. Like this thing, you can't have it around. You have to choke it out with your belt. Maybe you said, or your waistline.
You gotta tuck that shit up.
I don't know what I pictured, but no, you're right. You stand it up.
Kill it like a turkey.
You stand it up, so the head's popping up out of your right, and then so you taught me that, and that was it was a good lesson. I did a lot better after that. It wasn't like, and after that, after you taught me that, I was not scared to get chubbed up in study hall. I'd let it happen. I'm like, ooh, who we got in here today?
You remember how...
I'm just saying, that's how... You're fucked up when you're, like, 13. You're fucked up. You just started... The shit just...
It's wild.
The juices are flowing through you, like, oh, man, it's...
Not only that, but you would go to school in, like, mesh shorts.
Umbros.
You would just go to school in Umbros, and I remember at a time, our homie, I got up, the social studies teacher's like, okay, Mr. Koppel... Let's write that in the front of this. And I got up, and my boy just pants. And I'm wearing Umbros, so like, and also back then, this is like the mid-90s, baggy boxer shorts. So when he grabbed them, he got the shorts too. Like, he basically was like, you want to see my buddy's dick? Here's his dick. Like, and I was like, oh! And
is this person still your boy?
Who did this?
Calf. So the answer is no.
Fucking evil, man. Backing off.
So what? To our social studies teacher's credit, he laughed. He was like, ah.
Oh my
God. He's like, boys, I'll be boys. There's Koppel's dick.
Everyone saw your dick?
No, I mean, I think a couple people, and they were like, what's up?
Oh my God.
So hold on. Now, you're talking about this when we're talking about accidental boners. You had a boner?
No, I didn't.
Oh, that would have been the best story ever.
It would have been way better.
If he tried to pants you and it got stuck on the boner, he got snagged on the boner. You're like, yeah, what's up, pussy? Because he got thwarted by a boner?
You know what would have been the
fucking amazing.
If I was like half fluffed, would have been the shit. That's the best dick there is.
Dude,
like,
no,
let's
definitely.
Be honest,
that's when you look in
like... It's like, it just looks like, oh, that's just what you swing all day?
He's
like,
got a casual hog.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's not what I was working on. I think I was just sitting with shriveled, you know, social studies dick. Yeah.
Got you.
That's a rough one.
It is rough. I didn't care. You know,
no, it's hard. Especially if it's a cold day. Like, if it's a cold winter's day, and then it's just... Mine's just a little button.
Because you don't give a fuck in eighth grade. You're like, I'll wear an Umbros on a cold day. Fuck it. I like my Umbros.
Yeah, what the fuck? That's all I have is Umbros. What the fuck else am I going to wear?
Yeah. No.
That's a couple problem.
I wonder if 15, I, like, 15 if I pulled my waistband up and looked down for a second, like, I'm swinging okay dick. Like, did I fuck it up? But I think I just laughed.
Yeah. Well, the boxers helped it breathe a little bit. So mine would hang a little lower than the boxers. I don't do boxers anymore.
You're right. Right.
Because I'm scared of just accidental boner and boxers. There's nothing you can do.
Well, also, as you get older, you need to be contained.
And as my balls get exponentially larger,
they're so big,
and my shaft stays the same size, I need more support.
There's so much balls.
Balls
and balls.
Okay, we need another 10 minutes on the balls.
I was like, when are we going to talk about how big CG's and John's balls are?
Are becoming. It's not, it's a process.
Not done.
It's a process.
It's an evolution.
It's horrifying.
Yeah.
Now, this is a sad topic.
Oh, good.
But it's awesome. The Quiet on Set. Did you see this, Koppel? The HBO documentary, Quiet on Set?
I did not.
You didn't. All right. So we'll do this quick. Oh, it was pretty crazy, though. It was just saying that, like, Nickelodeon child stars were... treated really horrifically. Some were even molested. And for me, it's like, I'm not surprised. It is still horrifying, but unfortunately, that industry, I think it's changing now, hopefully, that some of the people had so much power, they were able to get away with shit. I mean, we're gonna see a lot of different people, I think, continue to get called out.
Yeah, that's terrible.
All right, I'll switch.
If I was your boss, I'd totally fondle you.
Siege, what's wrong with you?
That was the sweetest thing I've ever heard. Here's something that I read today. The British Army is now allowing their soldiers to have beards. Over, like, Easter break, they're like, yeah, you can grow a beard. keep it under control. It's been over 100 years, or like 100 years. Like, it's still in the United States. They're not allowed to have beards. Do we think they should?
Beard, too.
Dude, I think you look so much more badass with a beard. If you can grow a big, badass lumberjack beard, then, like, you're a scary-ass soldier, I feel like.
Damn, you just won me over. I was totally thinking the opposite.
What were you thinking? Like, somebody, like, an enemy could yank their beard? Like, an Al-Qaeda jumps out and, like, yanks their beard and it fucks everything up?
I was thinking that our modern society is just haphazard and nobody has discipline. And just, like, there is, frankly, something to, like, putting on slacks and tucking in your shirt and fucking shaving. And
no,
like,
that's okay. No,
know,
that's
like
true.
That's, it's like the army is a place where you need to be in line and have structure. So it's like cool that there's still some place in this country where not every 22-year-old has that stupid beard. You know, but you made a really good point before. So
I'm scared
sure.
of guys with beards.
That's like 90%
nice
of guys
beards.
Under the age of 30.
Yeah, no, I'm scared of what I know. Like, that dude looks pretty tough. As I get older, everybody's looking a lot tougher to me. Yeah.
As I get older and I hang out with younger guys, if they're friendly with me for 2 seconds, I convince myself we're the same age. And then, like, I'll mention The Office or something and they won't know what I'm talking about. It's like, fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, you ruined the whole thing.
Last topic. Trump is selling Bibles. Found this out from you, Koppel.
Yeah. $60 Bibles.
$60. How much is a Bible normally?
I'm gonna,
you went,
I'm
you went from
the
Jew
market
to Christian,
a while.
Kind of.
I'm going to guess $10 to $15.
Okay.
A Bible's
so
a lot of pages.
He's got an American flag on the cover.
Oh.
And it's like, you know, it's basically like a Make America Great Again
Bible.
That's hitting, dude. That is hitting with the Christians. That's a great idea.
It is wild.
We got a
when
lot
you,
of Christians running around.
When you
here.
Owe a lot of money because he owed, like, from settlements, from, I mean, this most recent one, his bail is what been brought down from nearly $500 million to $175 million
oh.
for the, what, the messing with the valuations of his properties. It's the whole Stormy Daniels and messing with the valuations of his properties. So, like, yeah, it's got so much money at stake. And he's like, yeah, I'm selling Bibles.
It's a good idea.
Do you want to sell some Torahs? Me and you.
I totally want to sell Torahs.
Okay.
I don't know if Jews go in when Jews are like, this is my guy, fuck it. He might not be a good Jew, but... He's eating sausage, egg, and cheese sandwiches every day, but that's my dude. They're coming at him, so I'm buying that Torah. Yeah.
Torahs are so hard to make in real life. They're worth so much money because you have to, like, the rabbi has to handwrite, like, the whole thing and can't make a mistake. It's a lot of pressure.
Yo, if we had a Jewish politician selling Torahs, then we know we made it. That would be, like, a good moment for the Jews.
Okay.
I don't think it's going to
goals.
Happen.
Goals. No. Yeah, no.
Yeah. No, it's probably.
No. No, I know I said that was the last topic, but.
You have no thoughts on it? Why you just throw that at me?
Oh, I mean, I just feel like I don't honestly care too much because Trump's a little out there, a lot out there. I've kind of distanced myself from both parties at this point because I just see madness everywhere.
Oh, God.
And I'm like, okay, yeah, of course Trump's doing that. You know what I mean? Like, it doesn't surprise me. It doesn't bother me. If someone wants to buy an American flag Bible, you know, when shit gets crazy before the election, I'll start paying a lot of attention to the debates and stuff. But I'm not really enthused by either option at the moment. So I'm just like, eh, whatever. Okay, this will be the last topic. You had a marketing trip with a 24-year-old who didn't know the Dave Matthews Band, correct?
Yeah. So it started with him being like, it goes back to what I said before. You talk to younger people, you think they're on their level, and he's like, yeah, bro, I fucking love grunge music. I'm like, yeah, all right, sweet. I'll put on Lithium, you know, on Sirius. And a Soundgarden.
You're driving with this dude?
I'm driving. and a Soundgarden song was on. And we're Soundgarden, right? It's like, who's Soundgarden? Like, okay, what the fuck are we talking about? Like, dude, you like grunge? Okay, fine. And the next song was Dave Matthews Band, and he didn't know who they were, because I was like, this is not grunge. And he didn't know who Dave Matthews Band was. I'm like, oh, man, he missed it. Because Dave Matthews Band, when I was a teenager, that was where we went, and it was a party, and it was just goofy white people dancing and just making out with strangers. And he was
no,
like,
definitely.
Yeah.
That's
and
the
I wasn't a
Dave Matthews Band sucks. But the concerts were awesome because all the hot girls go to the concerts, and it was the hot girls who never got fucked up. They would get fucked up at concerts.
You sound like a real predator.
Look, listen.
And then you can put on a fancy hat and use their bathroom.
Oh my god.
No, I remember that, yeah, because the straight edge but hot girls would be there, some of the hottest girls, and they'd be there, and then they'd be getting wild.
I was one of the few who was never vibing out with Dave Matthews Band. I didn't like hate him. Like, I could listen to some of the songs and get with it, but he was like, he had a cult following of our friends and people like it. And I just never had the urge.
Digging Dave Matthews had nothing to do with enjoying those shows.
Got it.
Yeah, that was a party.
But some really did dig it. Oh, we have some friends who like completely...
So my buddy Tukes... What's up, Tukes?
What's up, Tukes?
My buddy Tukes would bring like a pen and paper and like write down the set list. Like as every song would start, be like, tripping Billy's. And then he would like put the pen away and then like, you know, continue to be fucked up and have a good time. He wasn't lame. I'm not saying he was.
He was just truly digging them.
And, like, it just made him
feel
good.
But, like, what did he use that for later? Like, you know, when you write something down, it's because you need to remember it later, or you need to, you know, what use did he get from that?
See, Junior, you don't understand neuroses, I think, because I document a lot of things.
Interesting.
That, like, so I get what he did, but at the time I didn't.
So okay, gotcha.
One last question.
Head. Yeah.
Rolling Stones or Beatles? Because everyone likes to ask that.
Oh, shit.
I'm going to say Beatles. I like both, but I just kind of grew up with a family that loved the Beatles and played them all the time, so I love the Beatles. But Rolling Stones are fire.
Yeah.
Stones. I don't know many Beatles songs. Beatles, it felt like more pussy music to me. Like, I was into like aggressive rock music, and so it sounded like these guys are a little bit too big of pussies to listen to. And then Rolling Stones wasn't. It was like, you know, it was less than what we were used to, like crazy shit like Metallica and like Rage Against the Machine and like a lot of hard shit. So like compared to that, it was just so bitch. I couldn't really listen to it. And then when I grew up, I just didn't.
Beatles are great.
Like,
they're
maybe I like them now.
I love both those bands so much, and I think that that Stones are like the pinnacle of like bar rock. Like, if you want to go shoot some pool and put on like a playlist of someone like "Give Me the Stones" all the way, I'm gonna go with the Beatles.
Mm.
Beatles are like, they're like Beethoven level pop / rock music. Like, it's just masterful.
Yeah.
Yeah, just melodically, lyrically, all of it.
Geniuses.
Geniuses.
I just, when I hear it, all I'm hearing is like, you know, like, oh, like, I'm like, why is a man singing like that? You know what I mean? Like the times that I've heard it before. But I do need to, like, get all my prejudices out.
Can we do,
and
like,
just
a Beatles,
listen to some.
A Beatles
you
marathon?
Played one at our wedding, and it was really, really great. It was really, really great. But that's, I have a hard time getting past the, like, how feminine I feel like the singing is.
The harmonizing and whatnot.
Yeah.
I feel like you could play your, like, if I put together my top 60 to 70 favorite Beatles songs.
Your top 60 to 70?
That's how absurd it is. And they were only together as of like a recording band from like really 64 to 70. And if you listen to like my top 60, 70 Beatles songs, you'd be like, fuck, I still haven't heard a shit song.
Yeah.
Like, it's just banger after banger.
We got to do some Beatle music.
You got to get into it.
I think you'll be into it.
I'll do it.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're going to wrap it up. Koppel, anywhere you want people to find you?
Yeah, man. You can fucking... find me a lady's bathroom.
No! Shaving my goddamn face.
I'll take my time doing it, too.
And then you'll get in trouble when you take a picture of it.
Okay. Yeah, someone takes a picture. I'm like, you fucking kidding me? Right,
you done fucked up now. You done fucked up now.
I have a show
I
to
didn't
promote.
Finish.
Okay, keep going.
No, I think that's it.
I have a show to promote July 13th at the Fort Washington Swim Club. There will be a comedy show.
What?
That I'm a part
when
of.
When is this?
July 13th. It's a Saturday.
July 13th. It's a Saturday.
Saturday.
So I will be performing. And this is very exciting because it's our childhood swim club. And yeah.
You'll find a lot of drunk middle-aged people.
I popped a lot of accidental boners there when I was young.
Oh, my gosh.
Uh-huh. You I don't have swim trunks. An accidental boner on July 13th. Fuck that up.
So that's exciting. So
it's very exciting.
Yes, I'm excited because it's so close. I'm not good at driving long distances, and this is perfect. So I'm very excited. And I have a lot of memories. We had some dances, some parties. People would book the room for different things growing up. So I remember dancing to that song. I put your hand, it was like, you put your hand upon my hip. When I dip, you dip, we dip. Remember that song?
Yeah. That will help you remember it.
I remember singing it because I was like, wait, I don't even know the words to this.
The swim club reminds me of something.
Oh, gosh.
Okay. You're on the beach. You're laying out. You're in your swim trunks. You're laying out on your belly. I don't know if men lay out, but I did. You know, because on the beach, you're there the whole day. You got to lay around, right? And then accidental boner while you're on your stomach. Right? While you're laying on your stomach, accidental boner. I've got burnt to a crisp because I couldn't, like, turn. I couldn't get up yet because the accidental boner wouldn't go away. And it's swim trunks. You can't, you're getting hauled off to jail with a boner in swim trunks. You know what I'm saying? You tuck it up. Somebody's seeing the tip of your penis coming out of the waistband. So there's no way. I've gotten burnt on my back because of accidental boners on the beach. So and it's like there's butts.
You have an accidental boner?
There's butt cheeks
for
everywhere.
That long? Wow.
Dude, if I get tuned up, I mean, if I get worked up, yeah. It's hard to work it down, man. It's not, you know,
God,
and I used to let myself, when I was a teenager, I would let myself get worked up as much as I wanted. I thought nothing was wrong with it. I'm here at the beach getting worked up over these butt cheeks out here. And, you know, and then you can't just get up after that. You can't get up. I like concentrate, like... I feel like I was in Star Wars and like doing the Force. Like I try to like concentrate, like you know, to get it to go away.
About Star Wars, did you keep clothes nearby? Because at like the few times in my life that my shirt has been off, my shirt has been at arm's length. Like you can't, like you couldn't
just
grab your shirt.
You're just throwing the shirt over your boner real quick.
Yeah, and my whole disgusting body.
No, I would go to the beach in my swim trunks and sandals, because who the fuck's going fully clothed to the beach?
Right.
I guess people do. I don't know. But yeah, I'd go that way. So no, I had no boner plan. I'd have a pair of sandals there, and I would just plan on not getting one that people could see. But then when you're laying on your stomach and it's pressed against the beach, it's pressed against the floor, so now you got extra pressure keeping it.
Okay.
I'm so fascinated by this.
Everybody.
So you're just seeing ladies going by in bikinis, and you're like,
I'm like, oh, yeah. Yes, that's just what I thought. I thought it was normal. I thought that's what people do. And then, especially when I was a teenager, I was just like, getting boners is like, that's like 90% of your day. So it's like what you're doing. You know, just popping boners.
We're going to wrap it up.
Damn it, Kate.
Thank you, everybody.
Wrapping up that boner.
Yeah, try not to get too many accidental boners, but if you do, just figure out how to work
Choke that bitch out.
Bye. Thank
choke
you.
Choke it out.
Bye, y'all.
Peace.
At Highland, we're all about celebrating little wins and little ways to innovate digital processes. There's no customer pain point too small for us to help with. Maybe that's why more than half of the Fortune 100 looks to Highland to connect their content and data, improve processes, and turn little efficiencies into big wins for their customers and clients. Highland, intelligent content solutions for innovators everywhere at highland.com.